Brian Wilson is one of the most celebrated songwriters in popular music, and five decades on, continues to gather an audience with his timeless music. But who is Brian Wilson? What is the story behind his genius, his mental struggles, and his masterpiece?
Okay, let's have a warm welcome for the real surfers, the one and only, the five and only, Beach Boys!
Brian Wilson was the leader and key songwriter of the band The Beach Boys. Formed in 1961 with brothers Carl and Dennis, cousin Mike Love, and neighborhood friend Al Jardine. Brian had created a fresh sound, combining barbershop quartet harmonies with a rock and roll backbeat. Soon, Brian had catapulted the Beach Boys to stardom with a Capitol Records recording contract, TV appearances, and a global tour. Brian was writing songs that captured the spirit of the California sun, with songs about girls, cars, and surfing. However, instead of enjoying success, Brian was exhausted from a rigorous performing schedule. This subsequently led to a traumatic panic attack that Brian experienced whilst on board a flight with the band. Brian had decided to resign from touring with the Beach Boys in 1965 to concentrating on songwriting and producing for the band. 1965 was also the same year their rival band, The Beatles, revealed their latest work, Rubber Soul. Brian felt Rubber Soul define the album genre. Rather than holding a few hit singles and filler tracks, the album could be a full body of work and appreciated as a whole. Around this time, Brian had begun experimenting with psychedelic drugs and had begun to hear audio hallucinations. And to this day, he can still hear them. The hallucinations came a week after Brian first tried psychedelic drugs. They came in the form of voices and abstract sounds. The sounds and voices Brian was hallucinating was beyond anything he had ever heard. And in competition with the Beatles, he became determined to put these sounds on a record and produce the most groundbreaking album ever made. Whilst the rest of the band were away touring, Brian had assembled a giant ensemble of musicians with an array of instruments.
First beat on the last bar of the intro, you'll go boom, two, three, four,
a far cry from a five-piece rock band, over 60 musicians were used for the recording of the album. Angus James, music tutor and guitarist of the band The Depper Pop, reflects on the technical aspects and achievements of the album.
Looking back on it now and having listened to it for as long as I have, I can see it for the masterpiece that it is, and the sheer amount of prolific, brilliant songwriting on that album. And the arrangements and the way that he put it together using what you would nowadays call quite limited studio facilities, the fact that they were only using probably a four track, and the way that he had the arrangements in his head and he put the whole thing together. It's just a groundbreaking album in terms of production and songcraft. I think the way it's produced and the way the songs are put together is inspirational to anyone that's trying to write songs. You know, the way that Brian Wilson uses chords and the way he uses bass lines, like something like God Only Knows.
That's it. Okay, let's go. We're all set, aren't we? Here we go. Take two, please.
What the bass is doing in that track is just—it's just amazing, because he's using inversions and all that technical stuff, and it just—it's not—he's not using the kind of the pop vocabulary of the time. They're not simple songs. They're not just three chords. He's got lots of changes of key. He's using the studio as an instrument. He's working on different arrangements. He's thinking about, how can I use different types of percussion? How can I use vibraphones? How can I use kind of orchestral instruments? Which, you know, in 1966, you know, you didn't really get much of that going on in sort of in pop music, really.
Don't move. All right, let's make it. Here we go. Snoop, John, B.
It's still a landmark album 50 years on, because great albums and great pieces of music transcend the time that they were written in. Even though, you know, you could say it's got kind of a Phil Spector sound to it, it's got the 60s sort of studio sound. If you look past that, you've got some groundbreaking classic pop songwriting. I think it laid the foundation for what it is to be a sophisticated pop songwriter, or what it is to be an arranger or a studio musician. I think anyone who's interested in music can find something in the album. It's just a masterpiece.
Brian's recording methods were unheard of for a pop record: plucking piano strings, using car horns, and dogs barking.
Hey Jack, is it possible we can bring a horse in here if we don't screw anything up?
I beg your pardon?
The title for this record, with such unique sounds, Pet Sounds. Pet Sounds was released to a shocked audience in 1966 and received critical praise. Work soon began on the even more ambitious follow-up Beach Boys album, Smile. However, Brian's drug habit grew and his mental well-being increasingly worsened. His hallucinations were becoming more frightful. The voices he was hearing made him extremely paranoid, fearing he was being spied at all times.
I'm a little bit scared, 'cause I haven't been home in a long time.
Thank you.
Suffering from development crisis, Smile was eventually shelved. Brian's drug habit and mental state became more and more unstable. He became absent on numerous Beach Boys songs and continued not to tour. The California boy who sung about catching a wave was now a recluse, extremely overweight, and famously stayed in his bed for 3 years. Brian's mental state continued to plague his life when a psychotherapist brought in to treat Brian over-medicated him immensely for 20 years and had complete control over him as his legal guardian. Manipulated, overdrugged, and disorientated from reality, the Beach Boy was on the verge of insanity.
This is the worst trip I've ever been on.
It was only when Brian was free 2 decades later that he received proper mental health care. His condition improved significantly, and in 2004, he was finally able to finish his follow-up masterpiece, Smile. Today, Pet Sounds is renowned for being one of the most groundbreaking albums, and Brian Wilson is considered a musical genius.